Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Ocean Way Church's podcast.
So, hey, new series, three messages the next 3 weeks. Don't miss. So here's what I want you to do with that card. Here's what I do. I have a card that's in my visor, and I put it in my visor. And the reason why I put it in my visor is because when the sun's bright and I flip that thing down, there's a scripture there that reminds me something. How many need a reminder sometimes? Wave at me if you need a reminder. Some of you don't need to put it on the visor. You need to put it like on the mirror in your bathroom. Or you need to put it when you open the refrigerator. You know that drawer that you pull that bottle of water out all the time? Put it right there so you look down and go, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. How many need rest today? Come on, clap if you need rest today. You're going to help Pastor out today. So let's talk about this. The word promise here is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. And when I give you this promise, I want to encourage you something. The promise of rest, that's the title of today's message, but if I was to give it a secondary title, and this has a, because my staff has been praying and saying, God, we want you to give your people rest because we see the weight that the world tries to put on you. And we see that the weight of the things that many of you are carrying, understand this, you are not meant to carry some of the things that you're trying to carry. You're not meant to carry the things that people try to put on you, because people will put things on you, they will say things to you, and you can just see yourself just kind of feeling the weight of it. But my secondary title would be Church and Chill, because we are the church, and we need to chill in His presence. We just need to be with Him in every possible way. Let's give Jesus a hand. Come on now. Here we go. So God doesn't break His promises. Have you ever had someone break a promise before? Wave at me if you've had. Come on, how many's ever had someone break a promise? I promise that I will. And like when you're in the sixth grade, that girl goes, I promise that I will not be with anybody else. And then you see her, that other guy at the playground, and you're like, are you kidding me? You said you would. It's like you said it. You know, people break promises simply because people have limits on their lives. And when I was doing a little bit of research on broken promises, there are so many hurt people in this world. This is how messed up our world is. Somebody has been so hurt and so messed up by broken promises that they started a clothing brand called Broken Promises. And if you search it, they literally have thousands of memorabilia and different things that you can buy for like clothes, socks, hoodies, t-shirts. And every single one of them is centered around broken promises. Here's what their website says. It's a clothing brand that gives a platform for everyone who has ever seen on the giving or have been on the giving or receiving side of a broken promise. This is sad. It says this in there about. It says, in a world where words mean nothing and promises are never kept, broken promises is something for us to look forward to. The tagline of this company is this: forever means nothing. Let that sink in. This is the world that we live in. This is the hopeless world that we live in. But thanks be to God, we have a Savior. His name is Jesus. He died for our sins. He gives us hope. Guess what? Eternity is everything. Forever is everything. How many believe that today? Come on, clap if you believe that. And I just want to encourage you that just what Scripture says. I would love to sit down with those people that have been hurt and let them read this verse. Paul said this. He said, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. See, when God makes a promise, when He says it, guess what? He will do it. Problem is, we get frustrated with God's timing. Sometimes we're like, okay, God, You promised in Scripture, and we read the Scripture and like, You promised it, and you're like, when's it gonna happen? And it doesn't happen this year, and it doesn't happen next year, but 4 years down the road, it happens, and we're like, hold up. God said it. He's going to do it. The word promises there is the word epangelia, and it means an announcement, a divine assurance of good. Now, I need you to understand something, that when Paul wrote this down, he was being mistreated by church people. They were slandering his life. They were gossiping about him. They were saying some of the most cruel things about this man named Paul. And we find these words that he writes down in the middle of it, in the middle of his own persecution. He says, guess what? For all the promises of God. are yes and amen. If they are yes and amen, guess what? Won't he do it? Come on, now how many believe that he'll do it? Oh, come on, I'm trying to encourage you today. You gotta encourage yourself sometimes and realize it, that when the world tries to heap things on you, let me be real. When your family tries to put a weight on you that you cannot bear, when somebody close to you at work tries to place something on that you cannot bear, what an amazing opportunity to hold on to Jesus and say, I'm not letting go. Why? The promises of God are yes and amen in him. And it says, and to the glory of God. So when I live out those promises, guess what? God gets the glory. So let's talk about this. The promise of rest. Today, the promise of rest is yes and amen. When life is heavy, when life is overwhelming, where do you find rest for your soul? Because all of us know that we will go through situations at times that aren't fair. We'll go through things at times that are painful. We'll go through things at times where they don't add up, they don't measure up. And you might even ask God this question, God, what are you doing? What in the world's going on? And God's like, my presence is going to go with you and I will give you rest. The problem is we try to find rest in everybody else. We try to find rest for our trouble in the wrong counsel. We try to find rest in people rather than opening up his word and saying, God, what does your holy scriptures have to say about my present circumstance? What does it say about my situation? Am I going to run to and fro, or am I going to run to God's word and say, God, your presence is on your word. I'm going to find rest in it. So today, the promise of rest. Here's what Jesus said. Where do you find rest? Here's what Jesus said. He said this, Matthew 11. Verse 28 and 29, you ought to memorize this one. Let this one be your scripture that you say every day this week. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Listen to Jesus. This is in red. And I will give you rest. Sounds like a promise. If you come to me, I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So rest is God's promise. I believe this. I'm speaking to all of us. I'm speaking to myself because I'm a person that is, and people that are closest to me, they're like, if you preach this, I'm going to talk to you about this. And I'm like, please talk to me about this because I have my greatest struggle as a man and as a pastor is I really don't know how to rest sometimes. I really don't know how to let go sometimes. And people that are closest to me, they don't understand what I'm saying. I'm so like, okay, Lord, you've given me this one life. I used to say as a young pastor, I'm going to burn at both ends and in the middle. And I realized that's just not a good thing. Hello. I need to have rest for my soul so that I can be refreshed in every area of my life. The promise that Jesus is talking to is for the weary and for the burdened. When it says that, he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Labor implies the burdens that we take upon ourselves. How many has ever taken on a burden yourself that you know you couldn't handle? You're like, ooh, that was my choice. I just overwhelmed my soul. I just overcommitted and I'm about to underdeliver. And when I underdeliver in an overcommitted situation, that adds so much stress to my life that I feel like giving up, quitting, throwing in the towel and running from the what? From the thing that I got myself into. Hello? So the labor sometimes we put on ourselves, heavy laden. In one translation, it says burden. The burden is what others put on us. So my question is, what weight are you trying to carry all by yourself? What weight are you allowing people to put on you rather than shifting the weight and saying, okay, Lord, this is your weight. I'm going to allow you to have this thing. See, your rest is found in no one else but Jesus. Your rest is found in no place else but Jesus. The promise of rest is found in his presence. Say this with me. The promise of rest is found in his presence. The moment that I feel stressed, the moment that I feel overwhelmed, where am I going to run? Am I going to run to social media? Am I going to run to my neighbors? Am I going to run to my spouse? Or do I run to my Jesus and say, Lord, I feel overwhelmed at this moment. I feel stressed at this moment. I choose to give you what I can't handle on my own. And that's the moment that we find that he takes our burden, he carries our burden, and he's the one that can refresh our soul. So the invitation is open. What did Jesus say? Come. So that means there's a part that I have to play in this rest thing, okay? It doesn't just happen. I've got to come to him. He says, come to me, all you are heavy laden and laboring, and I will give you rest. So the word rest there is the word anapao, and it means to cease from any labor or movement, to recover strength and find refreshing. It's where we get refreshed. It's where we find peace. It's where we find tranquility. Sounds like everything that the world is looking for. Everything that the world is searching for is found in one location, and that's where Jesus is, that's in his presence, because what he says is, I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you refreshing. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you tranquility. I'm going to give you everything that you need. So when I come to him, I've got to realize that in that moment, this is where you dump all that stuff on him. Some of us think, well, it's not okay to dump on God. When did you decide who the creator of the universe can either handle or not handle your weight? So when I have to get somebody else to take care of it, I can run to somebody else. Then I'm like, okay, we're kind of limited in this thing. But if I run to God and say, God, here it is. Here's my marriage. Some of you feel like you're overwhelmed in that situation. Hello? Here's my business. Hello? Here's my job. Here's my kids. Here's my teenager. Hallelujah. Here's everything about me. And you're like stressing about this whole thing. And God's like, come to me. Come to me. The invitation's open. Come to me. Come to me. I'm not going to beat you about this thing. I'm not going to work on you about this thing. I'm going to give you something. And it's called rest. How many want that kind of rest? We have to be in the place where we take this posture. It's like, I'm going to come to Jesus with everything I have. I'm going to come to him with everything I am. I'm going to chase after him with all that I can, because I believe that rest comes from where? Rest and refreshing comes from the Lord. But here's what I understand. If the word rest means to cease, if it means to stop moving, then when you come to Jesus, you got to stop. Oh, that's so hard. For some of us to just simply stop. I'm preaching to myself right here. Sometimes it's hard to just stop and sit still and wait on the Lord and just say, God, I'm here. I know you're here. I recognize that you're here, but you got to stop. It's just like this. One of the guys that's in my group, I was telling them about this message, and they're like, you know, and they sent me a long text about, man, I've been praying about this thing. Really long text. I was like, I love it when guys preach to me in long text. It's awesome. You know what I'm saying? I just let my AirPods like say it to me, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. This is what rest is like. You can't change the oil in your car while the engine is running. So I was like, man, I want to keep moving, but I want him to put something fresh in my life, but I can't stop. Sometimes you just gotta stop. That's why I love Sunday, because when you come, you sit, guess what? I got you for 30 minutes, and then you can come to the front and say, this moment in eternity stops so that I can get close to Jesus. So someone today is going to walk out of here refreshed. You're going to find rest for your soul. You're going to be able to walk out and just with a smile on your face. Come on, practice that smile right now. You're thinking about all the stuff you need to dump at the altar. Here we go. So you have to stop the engine, turn it off in order to change the oil. And if you don't change the oil, the engine's going to burn up. Come on, think about it. Some of you are that close to the engine. The one thing that moves that vehicle forward. The one thing that's designed to take you someplace. Your spirit is that close to burnout because you've chose to run and not stop. Let that sink in. Rest is found in his presence. Rest is found in who he is. He said, come to me and I will give you rest. See, the promise of rest it's not just in his presence. The promise of rest requires an intentional posture. Look what he says. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So rest requires intentional behavior on my part. I have to do something about this. Rest just doesn't smack me in the head and go, today you're going to get 10 minutes of rest and you're going to be refreshed. I just can't take a power nap in the middle of the day. I am not one of those people. You will not find me nap in the middle of the day because it messes up the rest of my day. It's just one of those things. I can't, it doesn't refresh my soul. That's just the way my brain works. But some people are like, man, I could nap in the morning. I just feel so refreshed by nap. Anybody napping? How many of you love naps? Sunday afternoon are made for naps. Here we go. So he said, take my yoke. So the invitation is to come. But then he says, take my yoke. That's the posture that we take and learn from me. The word learn there is to learn by use and practice, to be in the habit of. So when Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, he's modeling them something. What did Jesus do? On a regular basis, he went aside and he prayed. There were so many people pulling at him and saying, hey, you're the Son of God, do this, 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 and this. But there were moments that he stopped and he went to the Father and he prayed and he modeled. He said, learn from me. There was a practice that he wanted them to get. There was a habit that he wanted them to have. I believe as a church, we have to have a habit of rest. We have to understand that the habit of rest is finding rest in his presence. We have to practice what rest is like. When Jesus said rest, he said, I will give you rest if you come to me. He said this, if you practice my presence, you will find rest for your soul. If we want to find rest for our souls, then we have to be in the habit and the practice of doing what? Finding his presence, finding ourselves in his presence. You can't come once a week and say, this is where I draw close to God, when the creator of the universe said, I didn't die for a moment, I died for every moment. I want to be a part of every moment in your life. I want to be a part of your tomorrow. I want to be a part of the day after. I want to be there when you feel stressed and overwhelmed. I want to give you rest and peace and refreshing when you do what? When I come to you. So what do? You plan it. Plan out, when am I going to go to his presence? You set a schedule. Maybe ask Siri, hey Siri, set me a schedule tomorrow. 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to sit in the brown chair in my house and I'm going to spend 30 minutes with the creator of the universe. Remind me to do that. For some of you, you need to go home and go, Alexa. I hope if you're online right now and you're Alexa, just Alexa, remind me to rest tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to spend time with Jesus. You're like, I'm already at work. Okay, 6 a.m., wake me up. Let me know. I need to find rest in his presence. How many believe that's good? Come on, clap if you believe that's good. So I know this. You're like, okay, Lord, you know, Pastor, help me out. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm just so busy. I don't have time to practice rest. I don't have time to do these things that I do in my life. And I am stressed and I am overwhelmed and I am just going through some things. And so I want to help somebody out. So here's the deal. You might feel stressed, you might feel overwhelmed, but today you're going to schedule some rest. There is a $100 gift card to an Airbnb and a $50 gift card for Uber Eats. Go find a place on the beach and sit and order a meal and rest in his presence because he loves you. Come on, can you just thank God? So some of you are like, for some of us, we need to I want to help you out and model it that you can do this, that you can spend time with your Savior. Some of you you haven't taken a vacation in 6 years. I'm telling you, this summer, you need to go take a vacation, sit down, look at the water, spend time with your Jesus, and allow the atmosphere of life to refresh your soul. How many want your soul refreshed? Come on now. And I just believe that the devil just loves the fact that the church runs everywhere. That people are so overwhelmed by life. But the moment that the church becomes refreshed is the moment that the greatest awakening we've ever seen is going to take place. It's the moment where we got to put out extra chairs in the first experience. Hello. It's a moment we got to add another experience. Why? Because he wants to bring in people that are like, I want what you have. What do you have? I have his presence. Why do you have peace? Because I spend time in his presence. Why do you have, how, why are you so restful? Why don't you come in with those big bags under your eyes and those dark circles under your eyes and you're just kind of dragging it and dragging out. You come in with a smile on your face. You come in happy all the time. What do you take in the morning? Well, I drink coffee, but while I'm drinking my coffee, hello, I'm reading about my Jesus and I'm talking to him about my day and I have this promise that I hold on to. His promise is my presence will go with me and he will give me rest. His presence wants to go with you. Today you might be in this room and his presence is not going with you because you're going away from his presence because you don't have a relationship with him. When we have a relationship with him, we realize that he has an invitation to come all the time. I can come in the morning. I can come at noon. I can come at night. I can come all day long. I can come while I'm in line at Walmart trying to buy something. I can come to him in those moments and what? Find rest for my soul. Because his yoke, look, it says this, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. How in the world, Lord, is your yoke easy and your burden light? I ask God that. I'm like, why is it so easy? Why is it so light when I come to you? And I just like that, I just feel like God's like, you know, son, I'm the creator of the universe. I spoke everything into existence. I can change everything you're frustrated with. I can change everything you're stressed about. You try to figure everything out. You're 3 steps ahead, but I'm 12 steps ahead because I'm way ahead of you. But you just need to trust me, just like Josh said, lean back on the rope and say, God, I'm going to trust you because your presence wants to take me somewhere. How many want God's presence to take you places you've never been before? So Jesus, today in this moment, Lord, I believe in these altars, Lord, somebody's going to come and they're going to let you have their issue. They're going to bring their burden to you. They're going to bring their issue to you. They're going to bring their weight to you. Lord, there's people that walked in and they're dragging in, God, because the weight of the world is upon them. The weight of their own things they're trying to carry is on them. And Lord, I know that you didn't design us to carry these things. You designed us to bring you these things. So Lord, when we come to this altar this morning, I pray that you would refresh your people, that they would find rest. God, I know that's in moments like these that people that are far away from you can come to know you in relationship, Jesus. If you're here this morning, you're online, you'd say, Pastor, would you simply pray for me? I want to know Jesus. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be able to come to him with all my junk and bring it to him and say, here it is, Jesus. I want to find rest in him. I want him to take the burden. I want him to carry the load. I want to take on his load. I want him to put his presence on me. I want the weight of his glory on my life. It all starts with a simple prayer that says, Jesus, today, I choose you. I choose life. I choose forgiveness. So if you want to be a part of that prayer, when I say three, would you just wave at me and say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus in my life. Come on, hands are going up already. Ready? All across the building. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Slip it up. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, Jesus, you're so good to us. Father, we love you. You can put that hand down. If you raised your hand or didn't raise your hand, today we're going to pray a simple prayer together. We pray it out loud because we want you to know that we're on this journey with you. So pray this simple prayer with Pastor and all of us in this room. It sounds like this. Jesus, today, I know that I need you. I need a Savior. You died for my sins. So today, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Take my life and make it what you want it to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, can we celebrate him? Would you stand all over the building? And I want to encourage you, if you prayed that simple prayer, that everything changes. The Bible says that, behold, all things have just become brand new. They may not become brand new in your mind. They may not feel like they're brand new in the situation that you're in. But in heaven, the Bible says that he has forgiven you as far as the east is to the west. And it's your moment to live out that forgiveness. So would you just do me a favor and reach down in the chair in front of you? There's a gray and white card that says my decision. Would you pull out that card and would you fill that out and just lay it on the seat next to you? One of our ushers will pick it up after the experience. We choose the journey with you. We believe God's got greater for you. You can text the number if you're online. Text in my decision to that number. I really want you to do this because this is your next step and your next step matters. But maybe today you're here. Let me ask this simple question. How many's felt the weight lately? The weight of living like Pastor has. Come on, how many's felt the weight? Man, my hands, I want to put both my hands up. How many's felt like it's been stressful at times in this season? Come on, wave at me. That's you. Can I encourage you as a church that your rest and your refreshing is coming and standing in his presence and saying, Lord, I choose to stand in your presence. So I want to encourage you. I want you to get a little uncomfortable because when Jesus said come, he meant get up and come. When he said come, he's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to all of us. He's saying, come, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you. He wants to give you something, but I just want to encourage you as we worship together, would you come and allow him to give you rest for your soul today? Come on, let's get in his presence today. Let's let him refresh us today. Let's let his presence come and cover us today.
Hey, thanks for checking out this message today. If you are blessed by the message and you'd like to sow into this ministry, you can do so on our website at oceanwaychurch.com.